Though Iraq is now grappling with political uncertainty 5 months after a parliamentary election and with bomb attacks in Baghdad and other cities, the president and others in his administration have been highlighting the coming formal end of the U.S. combat mission. In a speech in Atlanta, Georgia, to the Disabled Veterans of America, Mr. Obama said the United States is on schedule to fulfill a pledge to transfer security responsibilities to Iraqi forces.
Shortly after taking office, I announced our new strategy for Iraq and for a transition to full Iraqi responsibility. And I made it clear that by August 31st, 2010, America's combat mission in Iraq would end. And that is exactly what we are doing, as promised and on schedule.
The president said 90,000 troops will have come home from Iraq by the end of August. He noted the United States is in the process of moving millions of pieces of equipment from Iraq and continues to close or turn over military bases to Iraqi government troops. The U.S. presence, Mr. Obama said, will shift from military to civilian leadership with a focused mission of training Iraqi forces, counterterrorism operations, and protecting U.S. civilian and diplomatic personnel. While violence in Iraq continues to be at its lowest level in years, the president did make reference to problems, saying that terrorists continue to try to derail progress. And he spoke about challenges facing Iraqi forces and American troops in their new mission.
Now, these are dangerous tasks. There are still those with bombs and bullets who will try to stop Iraq's progress. And the hard truth is we have not seen the end of American sacrifice in Iraq.
Political tensions have heightened in Iraq because its newly elected parliament is still deadlocked over a choice for a new prime minister and government nearly 5 months after the parliamentary election in March. President Obama also talked about Afghanistan, where U.S. and NATO forces face a strengthened insurgency and a rising casualty count, July being the deadliest month ever for U.S. troops there. In Afghanistan and Pakistan, the president said, the United States is determined to defeat al-Qaeda and extremist forces.
In this region and beyond, we will tolerate no safe haven for al-Qaeda and their extremist allies. We will disrupt, we will dismantle, and we will ultimately defeat al-Qaeda.
The president also devoted a large portion of his speech to assuring military veterans that his administration is committed to helping them receive the medical care and the assistance that they require, referring to what he called vigorous debates in the United States about the war in Iraq. Mr. Obama said there were no differences when it came to the need to support more than 1 million Americans who served in Iraq. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.